This wine site, Wine Chatter, is about the relationships that people make when they sit over the table with a bottle of wine and a meal. And the beauty of that is that you build relationships from the conversation that you have when you're having a wonderful meal with a bottle of wine. And putting those two things together, the wine and the food, is the ultimate relationship that you could share with a friend, with family, with a stranger. Stay tuned for more info and updates about wine pairings and wine sharing on Wine Chatter. Thanks for listening. Hey, wine folks. This is Wine Chatter back again, season 3. It seems to start off in a strong push at the beginning of the year and then fade off as we get into the year, which speaks to the fact that this is an off-the-side gig that I'm doing on my own and not really fully immersed in it. It's not my day job. Saying that, I'm soon to retire and I might take this up as my full-time day job. But for now, it's a hobby and a passion that I like sharing food and wine, and I will whenever I can. So, January 2023, I'm going to go back and pick a bottle of wine, a Kirwan 2005 French Bordeaux that we had early December with some antipasto food. It went really, really well. And my wife made some mushroom soup with some truffle oil in the mushroom soup. And I must say that it was outstanding to have this simple soup, this mushroom broth that was created from mushrooms and a bit of beef broth and a blender and a little bit of spice, sugar, pepper, and then just whisked together, and a bit of cream and some truffle oil on top. It was outstanding, I must say. Along with this, we had some cured meats, a different kind than our regular charcuterie. We had some cured bison and some elk with the cheese and the bread and the crackers, and it was phenomenally good. Highly recommend charcuterie boards all the time. They're so versatile, and you will always find elegance and quality in that food, especially when you're opening up a nice bottle of wine for friends, which we did on this occasion. And we sat and we chatted for a couple of hours, and we had a good laugh and shared some wonderful conversation about our families and our friends and our experiences. And it's always worth sharing in those events. So the wine was still very colorful, deep red. It hadn't turned tawny at all. It probably had another 5 to 10 years of life left in it. We had to drain it with a cheesecloth because there was a lot of sediment in the bottom. But the cherry notes, the vanilla and oak flavors were still there. It was deep and robust. There was some tannin still there. It wasn't really chasing down its last few sips of life. In fact, it stayed open and evolved while it was open. And even at the end, when we drank the last little bit, probably 2 or 3 hours later, it wasn't bad or turning in any way, shape, or form. So I loved the wine. I loved the conversation. It was a lot of fun. 2005 Bordeaux Kirwan. And again, I highly recommend that people buy wines in multiple packets, typically 4 or 6, And you drink one with some food, take some notes, put the notes away, and open up another bottle in a year or two, and see how it's evolved, and taste it with a variety of foods that you either think it will go well with or you think it might go well with, because you're always surprised by the pairings of the way food are put together. Anyways, my friends, bye for now, and we'll talk again soon. We're back. A few more days have gone by, and we're here to chat again about food and wine and how they go together. Today the conversation is around Barolo. Barolo is an Italian wine from the Piedmont region, northern parts of Italy and mountainous regions. Beautiful wines, Nebbiolo-based grape, Barbarescu is another one. Lots of little micro-regions in those mountainous areas, and they produce some fabulous, fabulous wines. I love wines from the Piedmont region. They're so approachable. They're herbaceous and yet fruity. Olives and rustic terroir, truffles, tomatoes, vegetably, and but yet rounded with fruit, like some crisp blackberry. Really, really nice. Cherries and currants. I love the wines from that region. And that night that we had it with some risotto, some mushroom risotto. And you're going to say, well, it's hard to make. It's actually quite easy to make. And what we did was we reconstituted some dried mushrooms, some porcini and some cremini in some water. The water was then used to build the broth and the base of the risotto. So once you build the risotto with some garlic and onions, and you put the rice in, you have to use arborio rice because it thickens quite quickly. And the perfect risotto takes about 18 minutes, done correctly. Butter, add some broth in, just enough to cover the rice. And then once it's consumed, you repeat the process until you have this beautifully aromatized rice, al dente. And you serve it with a Barolo, of course. And this Barolo was just awesome. So the nutty truffle notes from the Cremini went with the truffle notes in the Barolo. And this Marengo 2016 Barolo was to die for. It was just harmony with the risotto. It's probably one of the best meals I've had in a long time. I really, really enjoyed the combination. And then a little piece of bread to sop up the sauce in the end, and voila, wonderful meal. I'd also like to talk about the 2016 vintage in Italy in general. I mean, if you're going to go to Barolo or to Tuscany or to Piedmont or to Tuscany and try these wines, they had outstanding vintages in all of the places. Even their Valpolicella and Amarone wines are outstanding. But the Barolos that I've tasted from Berlotti, Marengo, Bruno Attoni, and a few others are outstanding wines, and they're so youthful. My suggestion is to buy 6 bottles and put them away and treat yourself every once in a while, like once a year, or give them to a friend as a gift, that someone that really appreciates wine, they would really appreciate something like this. And the Brunello wines from Banffy and other places, Fasoli, Altocini, all wonderful wines, very fruit forward. I think that the Italians have decided to change the way they make wines from this, you know, long living wine that takes a decade to age to something that's a little more fruit forward and approachable now, and still has the ability to age. I think many countries have started to look at American wines and try to copy some of those unique styles where they're actually making wines that are approachable now but can cellar for a decade or two. Many people don't have the patience, but for wine lovers who have the patience or want to try it right now, these are really great wines. So Barolo and Risotto were outstanding. And here's till the next time when we talk about more wine pairings and wine sharings on Wine Chatter. Bye for now.